Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
I'll be home by 9 o'clock. But 9 o'clock comes and he doesn't show. The same thing is true of 10 and 11. Finally, you hear the door open at 11:50. I thought you said you'd be home by 9 o'clock. You say, yeah, he said, but something happened. Then what about that line, the check's in the mail? So you wait 3 more days, then 4 more days, and finally a week. Still, there's no check in the mail. So you call and you say, I understood you to say that your check was in the mail. Well, I thought it was, is the reply you get, followed by a pretty incredulous line about the envelope getting lost in the mail. Sure. Taking inventory for a minute, would you say that people are less prone to keep their word, less apt to show up when they say they will be there, and generally have less integrity now than a few years ago? When national figures disappoint you, and what they say is often questioned, when ministers and clergy seem to lead two lives, one personal and the other public, when educators say their moral values can be taught without religion, when national figures disappoint you and what they say is often questioned, when ministers and clergy seem to lead two lives, one personal and the other public, when educators try to tell us moral values can be taught without God or religion, is it any wonder today that talk about integrity sounds about as relevant as a discussion of the fourth vertebrae of a distinct dinosaur? Okay, you say, I'm with you. But what can we do to really stop the erosion of character? More than you might think. First, let's define our terms. Integrity is what you are. It is the moral fiber that determines what you really are. The foundation of integrity is an old-fashioned moral belief that there is a God in heaven who cares about what happens on planet Earth. It's based on the fact that he calls some things right and other things wrong. The Ten Commandments were not given as 10 suggestions or 10 ideas about morality. They were both negative and positive as God said, this is wrong and these things are right. Another foundation stone of integrity is responsibility and accountability, which, like two oars of a little rowboat, keep your life on an even keel. Shortly before his death, author James Michener talked about the changes which he had seen in his generation. He said that the old days were not really so great, but that a generation ago, men and women considered some things to be right and others to be wrong. He said they always didn't do right, but at least they knew the difference. John Souter, in an article entitled The Missing Word Integrity, says there are four enemies of integrity. He describes them as deception, shallowness, artificiality, and expedience. Deception was what Abraham used when he didn't want to admit that Sarah was his wife. She's my sister, he said. It was a half-truth. Shallowness is the second enemy of integrity. It's the belief that it doesn't really matter. Everybody's doing it, people say, excusing their behavior. Shallowness is the refusal to take an unpopular stand saying, it's not my fight. Artificiality is the curse of our day. How you doing, somebody asks, and you respond, oh, just fine. You're not. But neither do you want the emotional involvement of giving an honest answer. Expedience, the fourth enemy of integrity, is the path of least resistance, the shortcut, the presumption that nobody will ever know, so it's okay to do it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.